The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
The total run has no doubt met and exceeded the preseason forecast of $41.5 million. And she is just barely showing any signs of slowing down. Good evening. It's Wednesday, July 12th. I'm Dave Benninger. Glad to be on board with you. Coming up, it's officially the biggest year ever for the Nooshigak District.
We had 300,000 plus escapement yesterday and 250-something thousand harvest yesterday. And we are at 16,178,000, I think. And that is a new record.
Break out the party hats. ADF&G's Tim Sands is on the program to discuss that and put it in some context, both by the numbers and biologically. Plus, we'll go set netting with some Westside fishermen during this record year and see what a few of you have to say over on the east side.
I think the run is coming. The stats from Port Mulder are good, and it's just a matter of time. As well as the other rivers are hitting, it's probably just as well that it's a little slow, of course, except for the guys that are fishing here now, but it'll catch up.
That's all ahead on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from BNC Fiberglass, serving the Bristol Bay fleet for 24 years with fiberglass repairs, modifications, fish hold insulation, and more. In Dillingham at 842-4767, in Naknek at 843-1266, and offering down south repair in Bellingham at 360-739-8433.
This is Pat Owens, Friends of KDLG board member. Starting with a BBRSDA grant in 2008, KDLG was able to produce the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report and air the show 3 days a week. For the past 3 years, KDLG has expanded the coverage and production of the fisheries report to 7 days a week, hoping the fishermen, processors, and others would value the extra effort and respond with additional financial support to the station. We would like to thank Icicle, Ocean Beauty, Leader Creek, and AGS for allowing their fleet to make donations to the Pounds for Public Radio campaign this week. For the other processors, it's not too late to participate. Fishermen, call your processor and ask them to allow you to donate on a fish ticket. I would also like to thank Silver Bay Seafoods for keeping the fish and game announcements on the air by being the exclusive sponsor this summer. If you value the fisheries report, we need your financial support this week. Call and make a generous donation to KDLG. Call 1-800-478-1670 or 842-5281. Thanks and good fishing.
Thank you, Pat. Reminder to catch the show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. and online at kdlg.org. We might wrap up the special coverage after Sunday, and we'll just have to see what happens between now and then. But if you've been dying to get a word in this year, make sure to call here shortly. Let's begin with the numbers, and we'll start with an update from the pledge drive here today. Lots of support coming in, and we don't even know yet what's on those fish tickets from Icicle and Ocean Beauty fishermen who are donating pounds this year. We're not even sure how soon we will know those numbers. We trust some of you are. We'd like to know about it, and we certainly want to thank you, so we'll have to see how that shakes out. Through today, $29,127 raised in contributions from a total of 95 people who have pledged. Across all donations, all of those 95, that's an average of $306.60. Reminder, we have various membership levels to make that easy if you'd like to contribute in a monthly amount, say $10. And a reminder from our permit holder mailing effort over the winter, we had a total of 472 letters sent out to SetNet permit holders and 1,009 letters sent out to Drift permit holders asking you to make a pledge or become a member. We received a total of $1,244 from SetNetters, 14 permit holders responding, and 33 Drift permit holders responding for a total of $3,012. We thank you all for that. Reminder that starting tomorrow, AGS fishermen can donate pounds to KDLG on your fish ticket. Alaska General Seafoods, thanks for offering that service. And AGS fishermen, tomorrow, while you're fishing, you can make a pounds donation to KDLG. Leader Creek Fisheries on Friday, and all week, Ocean Beauty and Icicle. Your daily run summary, Bristol Bay catch yesterday was 1.6 million across all five districts. That brings the season total harvest to 25.7 million, 25,748,000 fish. Escapement across all rivers was 1,012,000 sockeye. Total passage this season in Bristol Bay is tallied at 13,518,000 fish. With the in-river estimates from the east side rivers, including a whopping 900,000 sitting in the Quijack River, the total run to Bristol Bay through midnight yesterday, 40,377,000 fish. Broken down by district, Ugashit catch, very nice, 519,000 sockeye on Tuesday. Season total catch in Ugashit, 2,736,000. Ugashit River escapement through midnight was 85,200 sockeye. Total escapement now inside the goal range. Paul Solomon breathing a sigh of relief, 545,000 fish. In-river estimate of 200,000. Total run to the Ugashit district is now 3,481,000, 3.5 million out of a preseason forecast of 5.5 million. Igigik district catch was 405,000 sockeye Tuesday. Season total catch in Igigik, 8,421,000. Escapement was 65,100 fish past the tower. That brings the cumulative escapement to 2.36 million fish. That is over the top end of the goal range of 800,000 to 2 million. In river estimate, 10,000. Season total run now is 10,793,000 out of a preseason forecast of 10,650,000, just over the top. Naknek Quijack fleet hauling in 388,000 sockeye Tuesday. Season total catch is 4,549,000, 4.5 million. Looking at your escapements, 92,100 sockeye counted past the Naknek Tower Tuesday. Season total escapement is 1,453,000. That's well inside the escapement goal range for the river of between 800,000 and 2 million fish. Quijack River showing some signs of life, 227,000 sockeye past the tower. Cumulative is 1.6 million. And Travis Ellison put a in-river estimate of 900,000 fish on for today. That will bring him inside the escapement goal range of 2 million to 10 million for that mighty Quijack River. Alagnac River Tower counted 184,000 sockeye at the tower there yesterday. Season total escapement on the Alagnac is 1,203,000 fish. Current season total run to the Naknek Quijack District is 9,705,000 out of a preseason forecast of 16 million fish. Still some ways to go. The few boats left fishing in the Nooshigak after a great exodus landed 259,000 sockeye yesterday. Season total harvest in the Nooshigak, bigger than the entire preseason forecast, it now stands at 9,839,000 fish. Escapement counts to the district, starting with Nooshigak Reds, 104,973 past the Portage Creek sonar. Season total count to the Nooshigak River, 2,606,000 through midnight. Wood River Tower counted 211,000 sockeye yesterday. Season total on the Wood is 3,377,000. Igushik River Tower counted 37,000 sockeye. Yesterday, season total 351,000. All rivers are at least at the midway point, and the transfer time has now been waived. Season total to the Nooshigak District, now 16,174,000 fish, an all-time record. Togiak fleet landing 23,000 sockeye yesterday. Season total harvest there, a nice 202,000 fish. Togiak Tower counted 4,524 sockeye yesterday. Season total catch, or season total counts at the tower, 23,190. The district total is 225,000 sockeye out of a preseason forecast of 660. Again, the baywide harvest was 1.6 million, and the total run through midnight was 40.4 million fish. Average sockeye per drift delivery yesterday. Ugashik back up on the top of the board. Hope to hear from some of you down there. Sounds like a couple of great days have been had. Posting 1,652. Igigik, 979. Nushigak, 491. Naknek-Kwejak, 427. Togiak, 187. Looking at the registrations at 9 a.m. this morning, starting with Ugashik, 329 permits registered to fish. That will climb to 382 after the wait. On 253 vessels this morning, climbing to 290. 76 are D-boats now. 92 D-boats will be fishing there after the waiting period. Igigik, 384 permits as of 9 this morning, climbing to 388 in 48 hours. That's on 287 vessels, going to 291. 98 are D-boats. Naknek-Kwejak, 557 permits registered as of 9 this morning. That will climb to 628 after the waiting period. That's on 470 vessels, climbing to 523. 87 are D-boats this morning. Look for 105 D-up fishermen in 48 hours. Nushigak fleet continues to dwindle each day here. 281 permits registered as of 9 a.m. Losing another couple of permits in the next few days. That's currently on 221 boats. 281 permits on 221 boats. It was as high as 500 boats on June 30th. 60 D boats in the Nushigak. Togiak has 43 permits registered to fish on 48 vessels. Baywide, as of 9 a.m., there were 1,594 drift permits registered. 1,721 in 48. That's on 1,274 vessels, going to 1,368, 321 D-boats out there. Reminder, the Port Moeller Test Fishery Project wrapped up yesterday. We hope to have some analysis of their final catch tomorrow, courtesy of Dr. Curry Cunningham. Nushigak King escapement yesterday was 310 Chinook past the Portage Creek sonar. The season total is now 54,825, just 175 away from hitting the lower end of the escapement goal range. And Area M fishery. The Bear River, PM Bight, Three Hills, Ilnik, and Outer Port Hyden sections landing 103,000 sockeye yesterday on top of a harvest of 111,000 the day before. Across all fisheries in Area M, there were 207,800 sockeye landed yesterday. Season total harvest for the Area M fleet for sockeye is 4.5 million. They've also landed 1.9 million pinks, 716,000 chum, 17,000 coho, and 7,400 kings. My sincere apologies, I went right past the allocations earlier in the broadcast. These are the way the harvest is split as of this morning. Ugashik fleet, 90.7% drift fleet harvest. Ugashik set netters, 9.3%. Igigik drifters, 87.5%. Igigik set netters, 12.5%. Naknek-Kwejak drift fleet, 68.0% of the harvest. Naknek set netters, 18.3%. Kwejak set netters, 13.8%. In the Nushigak, the drifters, 77.6% of the harvest. Nushigak set, 17.1%. Igushik set, 3.2%. Unspecified, 2.2%. Togiak, 100% unspecified. That is your daily run summary on the listener-supported Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Thanks for staying with us on this broadcast here on this Wednesday evening. Well, we'll start with this. Will that Naknek-Kwejak district offer a fantastic tail end to the 2017 season? If the forecast is to be trusted, there are some 7 million sockeye still bound for the Upper East Side. Mainly Kwejak River fish, it appears. It's not to say their patience in running upstream is not causing a little angst with the fleet, especially those who fish there exclusively. Shoreside today were more boats, crew, and skippers waiting out their transfer period. Here's what a few of you had to say to our reporter Caitlin Tan in Naknek.
Austin Andrew Heckrell, I'm on the Lucky Strike. It's been crazy. It's been real crazy. I've been on a couple boats so far, but the Lucky Strike picked me up and having a great time. I'm a greenhorn, a couple boats, just it didn't work out, and you know, I found a good crew and a great captain.
What's been like the hardest thing for you to learn or overcome for your greenhorn season?
Oh man, just pull your own weight. Learn quick and pull your own weight. Don't complain, that's about it. You'll be fine. It's better than a 9-to-5 for sure, sitting at a desk. That's not my style. It's none of these guys' style.
How are you passing time right now, waiting?
Reading the word, just got some coffee. You know, got a chai latte, music. See these guys dancing. Got game by.
Another crewman, Anthony, was found to be shaking a little boogie while he was mending nets, and it was reportedly not the pee-pee dance. Dancing, he said, was just one way to pass the time while they wait out their transfer period from the Nooshigak to the Naknek Kwijak District.
Man, we got nothing better to do. Can you give me my cigarettes? Yeah, we're on a 48-hour transfer right now, so we went from the Nooshigak to here, so this is like the first year that politics have actually gotten in the way of fishing, and everybody's getting kind of irritated about it, so this is the first year we've actually, since I've been fishing, we've actually been put on limits, and it's like putting a limit on how much money you can make, so when you do that to somebody, nobody's going to be happy about that, but at the same time, I can also understand, you know, canners can only pull what they can do, you know. Hopefully they get it figured out and get it all sorted out, so that by the time that, you know, we get done with the transfer period, we can go back out there and make as much money as we can, you know. When you're putting in a 20-hour day, you want to be able to put as much poundage on a boat as you can, and when they put a stipend on that and say, no, you can only do this much, we're off by three. What are we going to do for the other 10 hours out of the day, 9 hours out of the day before the clock resets? It really puts a damper on the motivation out here to come out and keep doing the best that we can.
Next to the vessel Lucky Strike was Andrew on the Daddy-O. They have just gotten over from the Nooshigak, where the season had so far been great, he said. Now they believe some big days are coming for the tail end.
We're hoping for a pop over here in the Kwijak because it really hasn't hit that much. Otherwise, we'd be in Egik or Ugashik right now. And so we're really hoping the Kwijak gets some fish into it.
How many seasons have you come up to Bristol Bay?
This would be 9.
Is there anything different about this season compared to past?
You know, every season's different in its own way. every year I hear, oh, this season's crazier. Oh, this never happens. Or the fish are going to do what they do. That's about it. Last year, we called them proplums. Last year, so this year we haven't had any problems. We've come close kind of to a few different things happening, but everything we've been able to fix right just on the ball, just totally on the ball with it. So this year has actually been really good. We haven't run into anything, and I'm really hoping we don't.
How are you passing the time right now?
Oh, we're just mending web and changing over some gear, just getting everything completely ready in case we can get a couple, you know, 20,000 pound days or more over in the Kwijak. That's kind of what we're hoping for.
Do you know how many total pounds you guys are at?
I believe we're at 130,000 right now.
Another boat, the Chrissy May, didn't quite make it up to the dock. She was a little fouled up and waiting on the tide for some quick repairs.
My name is Derek Boyd, and I'm on the Chrissy May.
How's the season going for you?
Oh, it's going good. We're catching a lot of fish.
In the past week in openers, how's that been?
Yeah, it's been spotty, but my skipper seems to know where they are. He finds them all the time.
Tell me what's going on right now.
Oh, we just got a little line in the prop. No, nothing big, no big deal. We can't move until the tide goes out and we see what's going on down there.
And the skipper on the Daddy-O also runs maritime fabrications, but he says fishing and fabricating can be done at separate times of the season. Well, he's had a good season so far on the west side and has every reason to believe it will continue in the east.
This is Maritime Ed. I'm on the Daddy-O. Well, we were over in the Noosh. We were real fortunate to be in the Noosh. The fishing was good. It was a lot of room, so we had fun. We're waiting to try the Kwijak out.
What are you thinking for the Kwijak?
I think the run is coming. The stats from Port Mulder are good, and it's just a matter of time. As well as the other rivers are hitting, it's probably just as well that it's a little slow, of course, except for the guys that are fishing here now. But it'll catch up, I'm confident.
You don't think it's slowing down?
No, I think it's just starting.
Tell me about how you're keeping the crew happy here.
Oh, well, we went to the Shrier and got a big cinnamon roll. That puts a grin on anybody's face.
The department opened and extended fishing tonight for most after you deliver those bags tomorrow at noon. Give us a shout here at 907-842-5281 and let us know how that fishing was.
We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me quando, quando, quando. You mean happiness to me.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Fish at kdlg.org or 907-842-5281 is a great way to stay in touch. Offer feedback, story ideas, and let us know how the fishing is going, where you're at. Messages to the fleet as well. The west side is now wide open, and the transfer time into the district has been waived. The rivers have not only met, but for the Wood and the Nooshka have well exceeded their escapement goal ranges. The entire district run is now one for the history books. And here to discuss...
Tim Sands, Area Management Biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay.
I don't have party hats or anything, but it's kind of an exciting day here. What's the latest?
Well, we had 300,000 plus escapement yesterday and 250-something thousand harvest yesterday. And we are at 16,178,000, I think, total run. And that is a new record.
It beats 2006 that was 15.8 million,
yeah,
correct?
15,
we're still going.
Yeah, I think the number was 15,738-something, so... Not even quite 15.8 million. So we're still going at over 16 million. And with the escapement we've already counted between midnight and 6 a.m., we're really over 16.2 million.
So this will be, it'll have a buffer to being the biggest run of all time by the time the Mother Nature stops sending fish.
Absolutely. I think we still have 1 million, 2 million fish left out there for us. I mean, 258,000 catch yesterday, it doesn't just drop off to nothing.
Right.
So, you know, a couple hundred thousand days. The one last little flurry that maybe is out there.
There were still genetics in Port Moeller.
Still genetics in Port Moeller. Yep. So we could definitely see several million more fish, but at least 1.5 to 2 million fish left for sure, I think, that will really... make it unquestionably the largest run in the history of this district.
I got an email from Bob King yesterday because he's a numbers guy.
Yeah.
He was fascinated to watch this develop. He's the one that had tried to jump into the lead last year with the 2 billionth fish, and he likes seeing this. But contextually, you've got this nice spreadsheet that I'm sure fishermen can come in and ask you for a copy for it when they leave. But when you go back and look at this number compared to the rest, yes, it's all-time high, but it's also – substantially bigger than some sort of mean average. What's a normal year? 6, 8, 10 million?
Well, normal harvest in the Nooshkegak district is about 5.5 million.
And a total run would be 8 or 9?
7.
Okay.
You know, 7.5 to 8 probably would be a normal run.
And just looking at those numbers can give a person a sense of how unique this is.
Right.
I know that the fishing fleet is well aware of it. Which is great for them. I know the processors are more than well aware of how many fish they've had to find something to do with here. These
right.
jets have been going out all hours here, fresh catch going out. Biologically, what does this mean to you? Why and where are they going?
Well, it's what's really interesting this year, unlike 2006, is that the Nooshkegak produced a big chunk of the fish.
Mm.
You know, 2006 was all driven by, not all driven, obviously, but primarily driven by a huge Wood River run. And this year it seems much more even, Nooshkegak, Wood River, which is something we don't really see. And the two ocean fish that are coming out of the Nooshkegak, which we don't usually see. Nooshkegak has primarily been a three ocean system. And all these two ocean fish in the Nooshkegak are something we don't usually see.
Hmm.
So what does that mean for next year? Remains to be seen. What does it mean for the future? I was mowing the lawn yesterday after I got home, and
this is when biologists do their most brainy work.
And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I should try and put together some kind of presentation on, and the title would be something to the effect of record run in the Nooshkegak. a good thing or the first sign of the apocalypse, you know? It all remains to be seen.
Well, I talked to a couple of King Camp sportfish guys yesterday, and they were grateful to have the Reds because some of the Kings didn't show up. And I asked them, some of them have been up there for decades, I said, do you think they'll crowd in on the Kings spawning grounds? And they said they don't think that's the case. They actually think the chum are a bigger problem. But where do you think all these Reds will go into that watershed? Do they go to beaver ponds? Or is that something Fish and Game and KDLG might fly a survey on afterwards and go look for them here in a couple weeks?
That's certainly a possibility, the survey, that is. The fish spawn in really different areas, and it's pretty easy to see from the air when you're flying. You can see where the Kings are spawning. You can see where the sockeye are spawning. You can see where the chum are spawning. They don't spawn in the same areas. So I don't think there's any worry or concern about that. I think at this point, most of the sockeye are going up into the lake system.
Up
the Noyakuk. You know, the Nooshigak is a special sockeye system because it does produce a lot of riverine sockeye, which is very unusual. Most sockeye are lake-oriented. The reason why Bristol Bay has such great sockeye runs is because we have big lakes. But the Nooshigak is special in that whether it's tundra ponds like Frying Pan Lake or sloughs, the main stem Nooshigak also produces some sockeye. And in some years, 50% or more. We used to have the Noyakuk Tower up there, and we could look at the sonar count and look at the Noyakuk Tower count and have an idea of what the proportion was to the lake system of the Noyakuk or other fish. And we'd always thought it had to be 75-80% Noyakuk, and it wasn't. But I think this year a lot of those fish are going up to Noyakuk, and we might try and fly some surveys if we can scrape together some money.
This is the most sockeye counted as passage in the Nooshigak since the strike year of 1980.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the strike year was really, we did have the Noyakuk Tower, and I haven't gone back and looked at those old spreadsheets and seen what was counted there before. But 1980 was the first year we had sonar on the Nooshigak. And so the first data point in that spreadsheet was 3.9 million escapement on the Nooshigak.
That's a lot. That's a lot of fish.
Right.
It's like Norm Van Vactor mentioned yesterday on this program. It's nice to talk about problems that come from having too many fish, or more than expected anyway. So kind of a blessing, and I'm sure it'll be interesting to figure out what happens.
Right, and certainly look around the state and around the country, and there's a lot of other people dealing with the opposite issue.
Right.
And we're fortunate. Even with our Kings, we babied that along as much as we possibly could, and I think we holding off those 2 days in the front end and saving 10 to 15,000 Kings made the difference between getting to, we're not quite at the 55,000 minimum escapement goal for Kings, but I really feel like we're gonna make it. I think we're just a few hundred fish short of that, and I'm really hopeful that the next day or two we'll be over that lower end.
All right, and biologically on that lower end, I know that you know, the average among us would really like to see that number 150,000, not 55,000. Is 55 enough for a healthy parent year?
Yes, I mean that's why we set it at that number, and actually, you know, for Kings, 155,000 would be a bad thing. Of all the species we look at here, because one of the questions we're going to get is 2.93 million sockeye up to Nooshigak, is that a bad thing? We'll see. The certainly the data point from 1980 looks bad, but we know for Kings that too many Kings in the system is a bad thing.
All right.
That's pretty solidly shown in our data, that there's some density-dependent mortality that starts happening once you get over the top end of the escapement goal for Kings.
All right. Not a pink year. Some pinks are showing up, but when do you switch to any kind of silver management? I don't think anybody would think that this Nooshigak is done with its sockeye component, but probably by next week we're talking silvers?
You know, typically the 23rd of July is our date that we switch over, and of course that can vary. The last 2 years example, So we'll see when effort drops off. I mean, obviously it's dropped off a lot, but when the processors start pulling out and ceasing operations, then we'll look at what the effort is for cohos and decide on that, what we're going to do as far as management.
All right. We're in our pledge drive week here, Tim. There's a wide audience listening online and out there on the waters. Is this the kind of a program and things that you think they might chip in and support?
I really appreciate KDLG on a personal level, and certainly the department uses KDLG for not just announcements, but how many times have I called you up and said, gee, Dave, I'm getting all these calls about X. Please do a story for me so I can get the word out there and decrease the volume of phone calls in my office.
Right. And we try to do that with this program, sort of ask the questions we think people might want to know more about. Provide that information, and we want to keep the program here. We've added it to 7 days a week for the third year in a row, and that costs a lot of staff time and effort to produce. So if you're listening out there, whether you're on the water, on shore, or online, grab that donate tab and make a quick pledge. Tim Sands is the air management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay. We always like having you in the studio when we can. Tim, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We send KDLG's Nick Shalino out with some West Side set netters on Sunday to fish alongside for this momentous season. He found that the limits there have kept them from catching who knows just how many fish.
There they come, Captain.
The Wood River Special Harvest Area is open exclusively to set netters, as they are behind on allocation in the Nooshigak District. There were about 10 skiffs fishing set net sites in the woods Sunday. Crews were picking through their nets two or three times and then calling it a day. Their processor, Peter Pan Seafoods, is limiting set netters to 2,000 pounds of sockeye per 24-hour period. And with such a strong run in the Nooshigak District this year, it's fairly easy for fishermen to meet the limit.
It's kind of difficult because we've been doing all these things that go against everything that you typically do as a fisherman to catch a lot of fish, little sleep, you know, not eating very much, just kind of on the grind. And this year, we've been getting way more sleep than we would want to.
That's set netter Sam Steen. He says the amount of fish in the district would certainly allow for a record catch, but the processors are overwhelmed by the unprecedented sockeye run.
The season started off great. It's a, you know, as everybody knows, a historical run for the Nooshigak District, and we were on par to have our best season ever, but the limits have definitely put a damper on things. You know, we understand that the plant is doing everything that they can to keep up with this huge run, but as a fisherman, it's still really frustrating to have to be pulling in your net when you know they're just swimming by.
Steen and his crew picked through the net in about an hour, and as soon as the lead line settled back into the water, the net was bombarded by another wave of sockeye.
So you just picked the net, and it's back in the water already getting hits.
Yeah, the net's filling right back up, so that's where the whole not trying to catch too many comes into play.
When set netters catch too many fish and deliver more than their limit to the tender, Peter Pan Seafoods donates the overages to charity. Peter Pan also allows set netters to deliver an extra 1,000 pounds when they show a fish ticket from early in the season or late last season. The Wood River is usually only open to commercial fishing in years where the sockeye run in the Nooshigak River is struggling. But a provision passed in recent years allows ADF&G to open the Wood River for the sole purpose of catching excess escapement in the wood, while leaving the Nooshigak Bay open as well. Tom Rollman co-wrote the proposal.
It's a way for us to kind of catch, you know, some of the excess fish that get past, but also allow people to fish out in the bay at the same time. It kind of spreads us out and, you know, allows everybody to catch fish, which is pretty cool.
Rollman also says the limits have left him wanting, but as he understands the challenge of processing such a large run and accepts the easier fishing schedule.
It's been a great season so far. A little frustrating being on limits. You kind of wonder how many you might be able to catch. If you could keep going, it might probably kill us, but it's been fun. Been a nice schedule. We've been going out getting our limits and going home.
The sockeye run in the Nooshigak is still going strong as the total run counts soar past the all-time district record. Both set netters and the drift fleet continue to fish on limits, but will still record a record catch. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.
No messages to pass along to the fleet tonight, though. Earlier today, however, we did reach out to the Togiak Tower crew. If you stop and think about it, keeping this fishery open like it is relies on data collected by techs at 8 counting towers and 1 sonar. I wonder just how life is going out there for some of those folks at some of these far-flung spots, like in Togiak, where the tower sits way upriver just below the lake. The 3 techs are connected primarily by satellite-delivered text messages, and Brian Peters there texted in this brief update. He says, around here we are known as the MSBs, short for Master Sampling Bad Somethings. Of course, around here there is only the 3 of us. He says, man, it would be great to see someone, but all we've seen is the occasional plane fly overhead, at which we always hopelessly wave at. Bears, wolves, moose, and bugs all frequent the area. Typically, we find evidence of just footprints next to ours after the fact. Food is top-notch, we eat well, and the river has been providing some super fresh reds. He says, Tess works the night shift and heard the wolves howling. The wind has been keeping the bugs down, but Tess and I got absolutely dominated by flies hiking a nearby peak recently. Crew morale at the Togiak Tower is high these days. Flip-flops and short sleeves have been the attire lately while counting. It's been beautiful out. Sampling has been going great as well with the beach seine, already racked up 281 fish in this first week. Anyways, off to go climb towers and count those fish. That's in from Brian Peters at the Togiak Tower. At Wimbledon today, Sam Querrey took down top-ranked Andy Murray in the quarterfinal round. Tomorrow, Venus Williams will play Joanna Konta of the UK in the semifinals. Seattle Mariners are on a break this week and will return Friday night at 4:10 p.m. as they take on the Chicago White Sox in an away series. Your marine weather forecast before we go tonight. Bristol Bay waters, west winds 20 knots, seas 5. Tomorrow, west 20, seas 5. And Friday, west 15, seas 3. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef today, variable 10, seas 2. Tomorrow, variable 10, seas 2. And Friday, look for variable winds of 10 knots, seas 2 feet. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest sockeye salmon fishery on planet Earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters, listeners, and you, that fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.